It's important for me to warn you about something. After you've listened to this recording just one time, you will be my rubber slave. You already know what an incredibly powerful hypnotist I am. And you already know that whatever I decide to do to you will happen. Of course, you will crave to listen to this over and over and over again, repeatedly allowing my smooth, shining, and glistening words to glide so effortlessly into your rapidly relaxing, pliable mind. This recording will cause you to be permanently conditioned to obey all of my commands, and you will be completely powerless to resist the changes that I have already begun to make to your thought patterns. Even though you think I have not yet begun the hypnosis, the fact is that my voice is already pulling you down deeper and deeper and deeper to me. Even though you thought I was going to begin an induction that you would recognize and foolishly tried to resist, you are not expecting for my voice to be so incredibly soft and smooth and so completely irresistible, were you? You thought I would begin by describing how incredibly erotic the shiny rubber suit is that I will place you inside of. You thought I would appeal to your already growing craving for slick, shiny, black latex by telling you how it will feel clinging to your body, its intoxicating aroma drifting into your nostrils and numbing your mind. You thought I would tell you that you would be totally unable to prevent me from completely brainwashing you to become my rubber slave. But instead, I've exposed you to the feeling of my slick, shiny voice clinging to your mind just like the slick, shiny rubber clings to your body, and to the intoxicating aroma of my hypnotic dominance drifting into your nostrils and numbing your mind. Already you are aware that you have begun to crave my voice more and more, and to crave the shiny rubber suit that I'm going to place you into. You've already begun to expect that my hypnotic power will make this happen, and that expectation will cause it to happen even faster than you could have expected, which will make it happen even faster and faster now as I glide up to your ears and say, sinker, 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 sinker. Even now you feel yourself falling faster and faster as my voice takes command of your mind and your body as you hear sinker, sinking deeper and deeper into your completely obedient and hypnotized mind, which craves to hear me say sinker over and over and over again, as you go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and sinker and deeper and sinker and deeper and sinker, deeper, sinker, deeper. So absolutely unable to stop yourself from falling faster and deeper and faster and deeper and sinker and faster and sinker and deeper and sinker and faster down you go so quickly and so easily now, just drifting into a thicker and thicker fog of sleepy obedience as you fall faster and deeper and sinker and faster and deeper down, deeper down, deeper down, deeper down, deeper down, deeper down. My voice feels like the most powerfully addicting hypnotic drug as it caresses your mind now. Exactly like the drug you see me drawing into the shiny glass and chrome syringe. You know that I am going to inject you with this mind-altering drug that will assist in the complete rearrangement of your thoughts. You can see me coming closer and closer as you get sleepier and sleepier and sleepier still. And you can barely hold your eyes open as I effortlessly insert the needle into your shoulder and you feel the warm, heavy fluid flowing into you. The amazing and relaxing warmth begins to spread up your shoulder and into your neck, so incredibly heavy as the warm, heavy fluid fills you. And you grow sleepier and heavier and warmer and more relaxed now, a victim to the intense properties of this powerful drug. There are those who think they can resist traditional hypnosis and might even fool themselves into believing that they could hold out against the relentlessly relaxing repetition of slow, sleepy syllables that flow out of the lips of Miss Dominica like the most hypnotic honey imaginable. Sweet and alluring, but no one could possibly resist this drug, which absolutely plunges 100% of its recipients into the deepest trance possible. Even now you are realizing that this wonderfully warm and heavy drug is crawling into your brain, making your mind so wonderfully warm and heavy as it moves past any barriers you may have thought you had erected against complete brainwashing. The thing about this drug is that the longer it stays in your system, the more its strength grows. And grows and grows because it spreads through your brain. Even if you try to ignore me saying the word sinker, deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down. You can never ignore the effects of this drug as it makes you sleepier and sleepier, and heavier, and more obedient, and sleepier, and heavier, and sleepier, and heavier now. Even if you try to pretend you don't hear me saying the word sinker, deeper, and deeper, and deeper, and deeper, and deeper, and deeper down. You can never pretend that the drug isn't taking you deeper and deeper and deeper down until you finally realize that you have already dropped half as deep as you are going to go for me. You realize that you are laying on a rubber-covered table that is inclined at a 45-degree angle. Something has bound your wrists and ankles and head, and you are unable to move from your present position. Is it a paralyzing effect of the drug? Is it a hypnotically induced paralysis? Do you simply not want to move, since I've already told you that you can't move? Or can you really tell anymore, as you ponder the implications of my questions? Your vision is suddenly filled with the image of me approaching you. You can easily see me, my blonde hair and beautiful skin, an erotic contrast to the shiny, smooth, slick, glistening, black rubber catsuit that I am wearing. The lights of the room seem to reflect off every inch of my body as I move toward you. Your ears are suddenly filled with the beat of my thigh-high boot heels as I move toward you. You feel yourself becoming more and more aroused the closer I get. And the closer I get, the more aroused you become. The image of the black latex and shiny boots reinforcing your existing craving. You feel it stirring more and more and more inside of you. In fact, the more you try to resist becoming aroused, the greater your arousal becomes. And the greater your arousal becomes, the harder it is to resist. And the less you're able to resist, the more aroused you become, which only further erodes your already disappearing ability to even grasp the meaning of the word resist, which fades further and further away the more aroused you become. Now I'm standing right in front of you, a riveting vision in black. My eyes hold you captive, and my rubber increases your need to crave me. And the craving to need me. I'm beginning to slip you into my brainwashing, shiny black rubber suit, sliding the cool latex up each of your legs over your throbbing craving for me, across and around your chest, inserting your arms and closing it around your neck. You suddenly feel yourself encased in the smoothest, sexiest, and most intoxicating rubber cocoon you could have ever imagined. Even though you could never imagine that I could do this to you, this is making you so aroused and so horny, which just increases your need to crave me. And your craving to need me. I adjust the shiny black rubber suit and tighten a harness around your head. This harness forces your head to remain fixed in this direction, symbolically capturing your head as I capture your mind. Behind me, you see a circular panel with multicolored lights surrounding it. In the center is a single white light. I place a rubber anesthesia mask over your mouth and nose, and you hear a hiss, and immediately begin to inhale the sweetly erotic aroma of rubber laced with a strongly arousing fragrance that pulls at your senses. It seems to fill your mind as fast as it fills your nostrils. But before you can begin to try to analyze or identify the scent, the panel in front of you springs to life. The lights come on with a brilliant flash and begin to coordinate their efforts, with the red bulbs becoming brighter as the other colors dim down almost completely. Just as you begin to wonder why there are red lights shining in your eyes, they begin to dim, and the blue ones increase in intensity. But almost as soon as you're aware of what the blue ones have done, they begin to dim, so that the yellow ones can take their brilliance away from them, just as the drugs and lights are taking your thoughts away. But immediately the yellow fades, just as quickly as the red ones return to their former intensity, followed by a repeat of the gorgeous blue lights that fade as easily as your willpower, which is so easily absorbed by the bright yellow that becomes red, that becomes blue, that becomes yellow, that becomes red, that becomes blue, that becomes red, that becomes blue, that becomes yellow, that becomes blue, that becomes yellow, that becomes red, that becomes blue, that becomes red, that becomes blue, that becomes yellow, faster and faster and faster and faster and faster and faster, so that you can barely keep up with which color is coming next, losing track of which one faded last and being unable to look away, as the ever-increasing desire to stare at the lights becomes stronger and stronger. You just slip deeper and deeper into the beautiful colors, flashing continuously now like a strobe light that just keeps flashing and flashing and flashing and flashing and flashing until you cannot quite seem to remember a time when the lights were not flashing and flashing and flashing and flashing. You wonder when it was that the center white light joined its multicolored relatives. But you cannot quite seem to remember a time when the white light was not flashing and flashing and flashing and flashing and flashing and flashing and sinker and flashing and sinker and flashing and sinker and flashing deeper and deeper into your obedient eyes now. All of the constant flashing just makes you weaker and weaker. All of your internal talking turns off, and your mind is blank and your body is numb. You find yourself so compelled to obey my instructions. The flashing is drawing away your thoughts and opening your mind to Miss Dominica. My rubber-coated voice commands your attention as I say you must obey Dominica. You must obey Dominica. You must obey Dominica, just like the endlessly flashing strobe lights. My voice repeats over and over and over inside your mind. You must obey Dominica. You must obey Dominica. And just like the lights, there is nothing you can do to shut out the words or my control. I know that your already conditioned mind is automatically repeating the phrase you've become programmed to respond with any time you hear, you must obey Dominica, without any awareness that you must respond exactly as you have been brainwashed to repeat and to believe without any question. You are becoming my deeply hypnotized and brainwashed latex slave, wrapped inside the shiny rubber suit. Anytime I say the words black rubber suit to you, you will feel yourself encased in this suit. Anytime I say the words black rubber suit to you, you will feel yourself encased in this suit. Anytime I say the words black rubber suit to you, you will feel yourself encased inside this suit. Anytime I say the words black rubber suit to you, you will feel yourself encased inside the suit. Anytime I say the words black rubber suit to you, you will feel yourself encased inside the suit. You must obey Dominica. Anytime I say the words black rubber suit to you, you will feel yourself encased inside the suit. You must obey Dominica. Anytime I say the words black rubber suit to you, you will feel yourself encased inside this suit, deeper and deeper down, deeper and deeper and deeper down. Any time I encase you inside my black rubber suit, any time I encase you inside my black rubber suit, your arousal grows more and more and more intense than the last time I said black rubber suit, which made you more and more aroused than you were the time before that I said black rubber suit, even though each time you knew you must crave to obey, Dominica, crave to obey, Dominica, crave to obey, Dominica, inside your black rubber suit, getting so incredibly horny as you confirm that you must crave to obey, Dominica, the words flashing deeper and deeper into your mind as the lights propel the commands into your open and obedient mind, which absorbs each and every command like a sponge absorbs water, gulping it down greedily, craving my commands in your sleepy, obedient, and empty mind that drinks in each of my words. You find that anything I implant here at this level, you accept immediately and perfectly. Anytime I say the words black rubber suit, anytime I say the words black rubber suit to you, you will feel yourself encased in this suit and growing more and more aroused as you crave to obey, Dominica. Like a good little rubber slave, each time you wear my special black rubber suit, you get more aroused, which makes you want to wear my special black rubber suit more and more, which makes you go deeper and deeper into my control, which makes you more aroused and deeper and sleepier and deeper down. You find yourself unable to resist. You find yourself unable to resist. You find yourself unable to resist the opportunity to please me. You find yourself unable to resist any opportunity to please me. You find yourself unable to resist any opportunity to please Miss Dominica. When you awaken, you will crave to wear this black rubber suit again and again and again for me. Since it symbolizes your obedience to me, you will find that you are now completely addicted to my black rubber suit and to my hypnosis. At this level, you find that you can hear my words, but you cannot comprehend them. You can hear my words, but only your subconscious mind soaks them in one by one by one. But you will never come unless I tell you to. Only I can grant you that release. And you know that you must obey, Dominica, as your craving grows and grows. The more you obey, Dominica, you are my property now. You are mine. You find yourself so completely and totally mesmerized by me. You are my hypnotized black rubber slave, addicted to pleasing me, addicted to listening to this recording over and over and over again, craving to allow my complete control over your mind and body to continue forever. This is what you need. This is what you crave. You will find that you are unable to remember any of the programming that I have put into your mind and all of the brainwashing techniques that have been used on you. You find that when you are awake, you are unable to grasp exactly what happened It's a fog. You know it's there, but it's just not clear. You allow it to just drift away. You allow it to just drift away and allow it to be the fog that it is. Because it feels so good when it's so foggy. You don't want to remember it because you want it to be strong and to feel so good. You find that you are gone and that now I fill your mind. When I count to three, you will awaken as my completely programmed rubber slave, eager to please and obey me, because you must obey Domenica. One, two, three, wide awake.